That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast.
Usual Friday.
Hey, what is up, everyone? It's Wayne Clark from Talk About It Friday. And I just want to say that it's been an absolute interesting month. You know, February has been absolutely amazing. You know, we've had some fabulous guests on the show as well. And you guys are rocking it out there. And I just want to, you know, I really just want to say a massive thank you to all the listeners out there. You know, a massive thank you to the guests as well. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal. You know, we've had some great emails coming in. You know, we've had some... you know, listeners, a lot of engagement on social media as well, especially on our Facebook page. So yeah, just to let you guys know that if you want to appear on our show, is that you can head over to www.wayneclark.online and fill out the form at the bottom of the website. Again, we get so many emails, so just to let you know, getting all tongue-tied here, so just to let you guys know is that we will get to you as soon as we can. You know, we are getting quite a bit of demand, but however, it's not going to stop us from booking you guys in, because you guys out there, you know, everyone is different. Everyone's got a story. You know, a lot of people have got, you know, this great brand that no one's aware of. And, you know, you just need that right, you need that right platform, you know, for someone to listen and, you know, basically pick you up. So, you know, that's what it is. So other than I've noticed that we've been, you know, interviewing authors more than we are anything else. So this is what we're going to really focus on as well, is that bringing some fresh, you know, some fresh talks in, some fresh guests from, you know, other than authors. So we need to get some life coaches in, don't we? You know, you guys need life coaches. Everyone needs life coaches. I need a life coach from time to time. I'll tell you that now. You know, there's going to be, so we've got, you know, life coaches, entrepreneur, businesses, you know, gamers, YouTubers, all that jazz. In fact, talking about YouTubers, I've got a special guest coming on the 1st of March. His name is Matt. I can't remember his second name, but he's a YouTuber and I'm actually really interested and I absolutely cannot wait to interview this guy. So yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant. You know, this podcast is growing, it's expanding, and I never expected it, you know, to expand this fast as well. So, you know, it's really exciting, guys, and it's all down to you guys. So thank you ever so much, you know, to everyone out there, you know, guests and listeners. We never expected, you know, for, you know, Talk About It Friday to, you know, blow up. It's doing absolutely amazing. You know, we're hitting every platform and that is exactly what we want. And you guys out there are making it happen for us. So, you know, again, thank you guys so much. You know, some new things coming on as well. What the idea is that when I interview guests on the podcast on a Friday, is that I'm thinking of expanding that into a watch party on our Facebook page as well. So if you guys ain't on our Facebook page and you want to catch up on all of that jazz, then I would recommend you heading over to our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/talkaboutitfriday. Don't forget, guys, that we appreciate your reviews on there as well. So if you like our show, you know, your reviews are important because it helps us reach out to more people out there as well. So not just listeners, you know, to guests as well. So remember, guys, if that you've got a story to tell, you're more than welcome on our show. You know, it's not all about, you know, a branding. It can be, you know, if you want to share anything, you know, like mental health, you know, we love talking to people with mental health. It's absolutely, you know, because the idea is with the mental health talk is to bring it forth to people's minds. I interviewed a lady called Gemma Guilfoyle and she was absolutely brilliant because she's opening up this organization to bring mental health to the front of people's minds, because it, you know, inferiorly, it is not spoken about enough. You know, people hide it away because it's rather one, they're ashamed of it, or two, that they're just scared to talk out, you know, because they're scared of what other people may think of them. In my opinion, that you should never feel that way, because mental health is a really serious illness. You should never be ashamed of it. You should always speak out. If something's bothering you, you need to speak out. Don't store it in the back of your head, because the more you store it in the back of your head, the more you will bottle it up. And, you know, I don't want to even say the rest, so please don't do that. You know, if you want to talk to me or talk to Gemma Guilfoyle, you know, by all means, you know, come and have a chat with us. You know, we're happy to do that. So don't forget that, It can be anything, really. So you don't have to be a brand. It doesn't have to be mental health. If you've got a story that you want to share to inspire other people, this is what Talk About It Friday is about. Inspire to achieve. That's what we want, to inspire others to get out of their comfort zone and to pursue any, you know, to pursue something that they really wanted to do in life. You know, for me, you know, I'm an author and writer, but hey, I'm many things now. You know, I do a lot and I'm absolutely excited. You know, I've just published my book yesterday, which is Delusion, Kiss Me When I'm Dead. It's available in paperback and Kindle as well. I am thinking of doing Audible, but I'm not 100% sure yet. You know, a lot of things are going on, especially with Talk About It Friday. So, you know, the radio station is absolutely brilliant as well. So these are the things that I'm doing. You know, since I became an entrepreneur, however they say it. But when I became an entrepreneur, I opened up a whole new life. You know, I started off being an author and then I started off pursuing other things. And I actually owned a company with my partner. It was called Glow Up Novels. But being an entrepreneur, we try things. If we're not happy with it, then we'll go on and try something else. So, you know, to say the least, that I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. You guys keep it fired up and I absolutely love it. So yeah, you know, what will the future hold, guys? I mean, have you ever sat down and said to yourself, like, you know, where do I want to be in life? You know, there's so many times where I felt I was in a rut and I said to myself, look, I've done music. I used to be a singer-songwriter. I used to create music. Is this what I want to do? I wasn't 100% sure whether I wanted to do it. But I said to myself, is okay, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Move on and do something else, or just have a break, whatever, until you find out what you really want to do. So that day I just got up and I said to myself, you know what? I'm an author and writer. I want to try and write, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, my apologies. I want to do something different. I want to still write, but I want to try and write something else, like a book. So I tried horror. I tried writing a horror, failed miserably. I put it away. I was ashamed of it. I put it away and I had a break for a good couple of years. And I woke up one day and there was this fire inside my belly. I just looked out to the window, to the sea. I absolutely felt excited that I was alive. I had my laptop sitting on the table and I said to myself, do you know what? I want to write a book and I want to make it how I want to make it. So that's when I started out writing thriller. So writing thriller, to me, I kind of failed and I put that away for, I think it was a good few months. And then I said to myself, do you know what? I need to get it out of the drawer. I need to finish it off. You know, it had a great storyline. I guess being dyslexic, I was kind of, you know, scared of what people might think of me. And this is what I want to say to you guys. It doesn't matter what other people think of you, because there is always that one person that would appreciate what you have done. So that's what made me continue writing. I had this person and this person said to me, you know what? I love what you're doing. I love your work. You are absolutely brilliant. Do not give up. And that kept me going. So I continued to write. I continued to publish. And I had, you know, more reviews coming. I thought, you know what? You know, so what if I got dyslexia? So what if I struggle, you know, to write? You know, someone out there is loving my work. It's your own uniqueness. So you guys have got to remember that. So don't feel that you have to do it to please other people. You need to do it to please yourself, is what I'm saying. I'm not writing for people. I'm writing for myself because it's something that I really enjoy. So yeah, again, guys, don't forget to like, comment, or subscribe. You can hit us up on our Facebook page, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Author Clark as well. So yeah, that was a little bit of inspiration for you guys. It's just that if you want to do something, my advice to you, just do it. You know, don't think about what other people may think of you. You know, I'm a classic example of not giving up and not giving a damn what other people think. You know, I love what I do. I will always continue writing books and I will always continue doing my podcast and I will always continue inspiring to achieve. So guys, get out there, rock it. See you later.
We are on air. It's Talk About It Friday.